on Saturday.
Thought of that into the straight at the 300 metres. Has a kick, though. Two lengths. Three lengths. Brilliant Venture. Power Scheme. Then Warning Miami Bound. Thought of that goes for home. 200 to go. Four, five lengths in front. Thought of that. This is going to be a demolition. Warning into second. But Thought of that. Wow, what a win. Four lengths Warning. Brilliant Venture third. Fourth Miami Bound from Huntley Castle created.
It was an absolute obliteration in the Caulfield Stakes, or the Ladbrokes Stakes, Ladbrokes Classic, I should say. Normally a traditional lead up to the Derby. Will he be heading that way? Kieran Maher joins us. Morning, Kieran.
Morning, how are you going?
Gee, the blinkers have made a difference for this horse.
Oh, they certainly have. He just lacked that bit of focus at Ballarat, and then we put them on at Donald, and we just thought there was a bit of sense of timing. You know, he really bounced through that run. He was pretty impressive. And 3-year-olds, you know, you can see them do it at that right time of year. And he certainly went on and improved again. And, I'd say he'll improve again also.
Has he surprised you, or did you always think he had that ability?
Well, we were pretty keen after it. You know, the blinkers made the difference. He always showed ability, but he wasn't reflecting that on the racetrack. The blinkers certainly gave him that focus, and but probably the ease of how he did it on Saturday was a little bit, you know, he sort of overachieved there, I think.
Now, is the Derby the plan, or could there be the McKinnon? Because Bray Sikorski also owns Yes, 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 put it out yesterday. Mind you, I don't think he'd been to bed. That maybe the McKinnon could be a better target than the Derby, because they're thinking about his future as a stud prospect. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the Derby, it was certainly worth of, you know, he's probably one of three that are legitimate chances in that, and certainly as it's shaping up at the moment. We'll give the McKinnon some consideration, but, you know, he certainly ran out the 2000 fine and showed every indication that the extra distance.
Oh, you there, Kieran? Sounds like we've just lost Kieran, unfortunately. I think he was at track work at Caulfield. We're coming up to the 9 o'clock news anyway, but that's interesting because it sounds like there is... you there, Kieran?
Gotcha, sir.
Oh, yeah, there you go, mate. Sorry, you were just cutting out there. So basically what you were saying is that you're yet to decide Derby or McKinnon?
Like on the day, the plan was always... was the Derby. You know, if he showed the right, if he went the right way on Saturday. There's always that consideration, you know, to make him, you know, if you can get him to win over shorter, it's always better for their value as a sire.
How's the old boy Humidor going? Can you believe there's question marks about whether he should get in the field?
Yeah, I know. I'd say they'd be brave to leave him out. He probably should have clearly run third the other day. And, you know, he's improved every run. Everyone knows he improves at the Valley and he seems to hit form at that time of year. So he's in good order. And he had a gallop out there on Saturday, worked well, and he'll have a stride around again.
Loving Gabby going to go to the Mercado with Dubious, or have you made your mind up?
We're keeping an open mind. I'd say Dubious. It'll definitely... we'll have a look there, but Dubious is probably more likely than Loving Gabby.
And a quick word on Southern France. Your thoughts out of the Caulfield Cup, because this is an international we haven't seen yet. He's got form around Kew Gardens, which won beating Stradivarius over the weekend as well. So, you're happy with how he's progressing?
Yeah, he stride around on the grass on Sunday morning, and he's in great order. He's travelled out well. He's settled in. He's done a couple of little pieces of work, and he's got a few more to go. But you're looking on form. And the way the horse is, you wouldn't be swapping him for the cup.
Mm. Have you locked in your rider?
Mark Zara.
Mark Zara's on. Very good.
Yeah.
Kieran, we'll see you out at the Valley tomorrow. Could be a huge morning. Hopefully Humidor gets in the race, but well done on the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Kieran Martin.